This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. You can blame it on the weather or the pandemic or the supply chain woes or something else, but bottom line, this past year and a half has been one for the books for ag producers. Wells Fargo chief agricultural economist Michael Swanson says every segment of the ag sector is experiencing challenges that feed the bigger problems.
Typically, you know, could be pears, could be apples, hops. But this year, it's kind of the food inflation and what food processors and retailers are doing about it. I mean, it's very different.
Even for farmers, Swanson says, who are used to facing a different challenge every year.
Every year we have weather issues. Commodities are up, commodities are down. But this is one of the first years in a long time that food inflation is front and center for most of the consumers. And so we're talking about whether it's going to persist and what they should do about it, because their input costs are really much higher than they were a year and a half ago, even a year ago.
And that, Swanson says, has hit the supply chain particularly hard.
Trucker availability, containers, reefers, pallets, cartons, packing material, they're all kind of jumbled up together right now. So it's not that perhaps the apples aren't there or the food's not there. It's the truck's not there or the packaging's not there.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the economic challenges facing every segment of the ag industry.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.